Harper Audio presents The Witch with No Name by Kim Harrison, performed by Marguerite Gavin. Chapter 1. Neck craned, I squinted up between the shadowed apartments. High in the sun, dragonfly-like wings threw back the glow with the transparent sheen of glittery tissue paper. The sporadic traffic at the end of the alley was enough to cover the sound of Jenks's wings, but I could hear them in my memory as the pixie hovered before a pollution-grimed window. The moist dirt smell of damp pavement was a hint under the light but growing scent of frightened vampire coming from near my elbow. I doubted Marcia was having second thoughts, but disobeying your master vampire could have lethal consequences. Still watching Jenks, I surreptitiously edged away from Marcia's tense, middle-class office professionalism. Her heels were this year's style, but she wouldn't be able to run in them. Her hair was a luscious handful that spilled over her shoulders in an ebony wave. Again, it made her an easy target in a close fight. A curvaceous figure sealed the deal that she was beautiful. But as a living vampire, it went without saying that her looks had been selected for over the last two generations, and not for Luke's benefit, the man she'd unfortunately fallen in love with. But she knew she was vulnerable. That's why Ivy, Jenks, and I were here. My neck was getting a crick, and I dropped my gaze to the passing cars, confident that distance and recycling bins would hide us from casual sight. A tight hum jerked my attention back in time to see Jenks dart from a winged shadow. A blue jay squawked, and the tips of five feathers spiraled down between the buildings. Flapping wildly, the sheared bird managed to get across the street before thumping to the sidewalk.